The money will provide services to felons who are on or about to go on probation or parole. Services could include alcohol and drug treatment, as well as help finding jobs, education, housing, and transportation. Democratic Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Pocan said the aim is to reduce Wisconsin's high recidivism rates and ultimately slow the growth of the state's billion-dollar prisons budget.
You know, this is a big cargo ship returning to try to fix the money that we dump into a hole right now that's in corrections.
Only GOP lawmakers voted against the plan. Racine Assembly Republican Robin Voss said the money would have been better off spent elsewhere.
The Democratic majority is saying the best way to spend $10 million is to spend it on prisoners. Actually to have even welcome home parties for prisoners.
But this was not a straight party line vote. Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson said it was a case where the state needed to spend some money if it wanted to save money in the long run.
For us to turn our back and say that we've spent $20,000, $30,000 a year locking folks up and then not spending this money to make sure that they don't get locked up again, I think for a conservative is relatively foolish.
The plan was developed in conjunction with the Council on State Governments, based partly on what has worked in other states. This $10 million was actually set aside in the last budget, meaning now that it's had the Joint Finance Committee's okay, the project can move forward. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.